You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Backed by reforms in the last 10 years and new reforms to be initiated, India's real GDP growth will likely be closer to 7% in FY25 for the fourth year in a row, the Finance Ministry said on Monday. The sanguine forecast is notwithstanding the emergence of new geopolitical risks. The Economist, led by Chief Economic Advisor V. Anantha Nageswaran, said the Indian economy will become the third largest economy in the next 3 years with a $5 trillion economy. The International Monetary Fund has projected the TAG of India by 2027-28. Indian economy grew by 7.2% in FY23 and the National Statistical Office pegged it at 7.3% for FY24. Moving on, in a setback to over 100 companies, including Hindustan Unilever, Nestle, Patanjali and Philips, the Delhi High Court upheld the anti-profiteering provisions under the Central Goods and Services Tax, CGST Act and rules on Monday. The court said relevant sections of the law provide that any reduction in rate of tax or the benefit of input tax credit shall be passed on to the consumers by way of commensurate reduction in prices. Any willful action of not passing on the benefits will be treated as profiteering. The bench held that relevant legal provisions are not a price-fixing mechanism and do not violate Article 19 or Article 300A of the Constitution. Up next, on Monday, the board of Think and Learn, the parent company of Baiju, launched a rights issue to raise $200 million from its existing investors. The issue will be open for subscription for 30 days. In a letter sent to the shareholders, founder and CEO Baiju Ravindran informed them about the board's decision to raise capital through the rights issue mechanism. The issue will happen at a post-money valuation of $220 to $250 million, which is 99% lower than the company's last funding round, which happened at a valuation of $22 billion, sources said. Rights issues are typically valued much lower than the fair market valuation of a company to attract existing investors. In other news, on the eve of the Union Budget 2024, the chemical industry has sought tax reforms and technological support to maintain sustainable growth. Furthermore, in the wake of the geopolitical crisis in Europe and the Middle East, the industry wish list also includes relief in the freight services through the Red Sea and anti-dumping measures to prevent countries like China, Korea and Thailand from pouring Indian markets with their cheaper products. Abhay V. Udeshi, chairman of Basic Chemicals, Cosmetics and Dyes Export Promotion Council, said for the budget 2024, the government should consider the remission of duties and taxes on export products scheme, challenges in freight services due to the instability in the Red Sea. Meanwhile, India's second-largest telecom operator, Bharti Airtel, added 3.98 million 4G 5G users in November, which is the highest in 27 months as per the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India. Out of the total 379.8 million subscribers, the company's wireless broadband, which largely includes 4G subscribers at the end of November, was at 255.07 million compared to 251.1 million in October. The trend assumes significance in the sense that in October, Airtel added only 5,20,000 4G 5G users, which was its lowest in 18 months. The increase in 4G additions in November can be attributed to the overall subscriber base additions in the industry, as well as migration of 2G subscribers to 4G 5G. Moving forward, Odisha's Cuttack Railway Station stands as a pivotal hub connecting people in the country. As an integral part of the region's infrastructure, the station has embarked on a transformative journey through a redevelopment project. This ambitious endeavor envisions a modernized transportation hub and signifies a significant leap in the state's commitment to enhancing connectivity and passenger experience. The redevelopment of the station is being done with a project cost of Rs 303 crore under the Indian Railways Amrit Station Scheme. In 2021, the Indian Railways narrowed down 1,309 stations for redevelopment. Notably, the redeveloped three-story Cuttack station will have world-class amenities for passengers such as separate arrival and departure concourses, a large food court and more. Lastly, GIFT Nifty indicated that Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a positive opening on Tuesday. GIFT Nifty traded up by 101 points or 0.46% at 21,967, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Tuesday. Previously on Monday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 385 points or 1.80% to settle at 21,737.60, while the BSE Sensex closed 1,240.90 points or 1.76% lower to 71,941.57. The key stocks to watch and trade are ITC, Marico, Vodafone Idea, Piramal Enterprises, Bharti Airtel, Bajaj Finance, Hindustan Unilever, KEC International, Bajaj Finserv, Adani Total Gas, Dr. Reddy's Laboratories, Bajaj Holdings and Investment, Astra Limited and Karnataka Bank, among others. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.